It can be any length, but however long or short you want to make it. All right, Mom, tell me a story.
When I was young, maybe about 6 to 7 to 8, my mother's coworker, Phyllis Turner, invited me to start spending some time in their home so that my mother could have a little free time since she was a single mom. And they bought a pony for me. And they invited me into their home where their daughter Joan, who was 14 at the time, taught me how to ride. And compared with living in a two-bathroom apartment in Torrance, California, it was really lovely to go to Palos Verdes where there was so much space and it was a beautiful home and a functioning family of intelligence and kindness. It's expansive for me. There were dogs and cats and horses and fruit trees and lots of places to wander around safely. Everything was so clean and fresh and inviting. And it was such a generous act that I really appreciated it. I could eat a piece of fruit that was ripe off of every tree. I could have a tangerine and an orange and a tangerine and a grapefruit. And I would just go crazy looking for peaches and see where the dog trails were. There were two dogs, Casey and Alfred. Alfred was a little pug, Casey was a big water spaniel. There were cats. There were Simon and Garfunkel and Wincher. Wincher was a nasty off-white cat, didn't like children. My horse was Sugar, which was a nice older pony, white of course, named for Sugar. And there was a nice female mare who had a baby that they named Pegasus, who was a little more wild as he hadn't been ridden yet. And they had a retired racehorse named Terry Thomas, who was quite fast, and when I was on top of him, he took off abruptly and I fell off. And that was the one time I had a good fall off of a horse. But it was not a big deal. It's just kind of startling.
Did it get hurt?
No. Just kind of stunned. And it was fabulous to be in the barn. I was amazed with everything. A huge room of alfalfa and hay smelled so good. I would try and slide down the hay chute from the upper road where they delivered it down into the barn, but that was just not a good idea with all the splinters. Joan would teach me how to ride in the corral, and then we would go out trail riding in Palos Verdes, and we would run, and there was a smell of eucalyptus and fresh grass, and it was such a freeing experience with the sunshine and the ocean smells. And even though I was a little kid, I really appreciated it, and I was grateful. There were so many different kinds of trees and seed pods from the trees and textures. They had a very interesting home. There was a huge playroom with a train set and interesting games that I'd never seen. Like one was a puzzle game where you had to do everything in a mirror in reverse. It was very difficult for me. And I was always welcome to have meals with them. They invited another family over, and the boy who was around my age was named George. And George was the example of a perfect brat. Now, I knew George when he was older, and he was a fabulous young man, but when he was young, he would do things like turn his plate over on the table if he didn't like it. And it, I didn't know if that's how boys behaved. I didn't know if that's how other children behaved. I just knew I didn't know anybody else who behaved like that. I didn't know if that's how people with wealth behaved. It's just kind of funny. So another fun thing we did, the family was, the men in the family were quite tall. There was Daddy David, who was a lawyer, and then their son, who was 2 years younger than Joan, I think, 2 years or 1 year. Anyway, his name was David as well, so they called him Chirpy for some reason. And Chirpy was an artist. Joan's room was covered in all of the ribbons she had won in horseback riding competitions. Chirpy's room was covered with drawings. I was amazed by both of those rooms. And when we would go to the beach, Chirpy would hold my hand. We'd go out in the deep water with the waves. And no matter what happened to me, I couldn't keep my legs underneath me when the waves would come. He'd hold my hand. He'd just stand there solidly, never letting go. So I never drifted away. I could just kind of fall. And it was crazy fun. They were never cross. They were always pleasant, yet they were serious. And they helped develop my character. At night, they would let the horses roam the property instead of staying in the corral. And I remember waking up being so surprised to see a horse face in my window. But that was just normal. It just didn't seem normal since my normal bedroom was second story apartment with a flame from a refinery as my comfort. It's kind of a giant candlestick that I would look at night. By contrast, a horse seemed strange, which is how a child's imagination works, I guess. What does and doesn't, what seems familiar seems comforting, even if it is a sad reality.
It's a great storytelling. Thank you.
Is it okay?
Yeah, it's great.
I could probably tell it better.
No, it's great. Good job. Thank you.